Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.
And now, Anna and Raven's Middle Schooler News.
Devin is our Middle Schooler of the Week. Devin, where are you calling from?
My home, Clinton.
Cool. I guess it's a trick question if you think about it. All right. So go ahead and give us those three biggest news stories of the week.
The 52nd American Music Awards aired Sunday night and was hosted by Queen Latifah for the first time in more than 30 years. Some of the night's biggest winners include Cat's Eye, Somber, Sabrina Carpenter, Bruno Mars, and BTS. Rock legend Billy Idol was honored with a Lifetime Achievement Award, and Carol G was awarded the International Artist Award of Excellence.
Devin, do you know who Queen Latifah is?
No.
It's disappointing.
I mean, in our lifetime, like, Queen Latifah was somebody that, you know, she was ahead of the culture for a long time.
Yeah.
For 10, 15 years, like, she was on the forefront of everything, long before UNITY, but really brought a lot of stuff to the mainstream for everybody, and a crossover artist, too.
Devin, how old are you?
13.
Yeah, he would know none of that.
Eight.
Yeah, no, I guess that makes sense.
And I heard that Cat's Eye Tour is sold out for the entire world.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I bet you Devin knows who Cat's Eye is, correct?
Obviously.
Yeah, obviously.
Yeah, don't ask stupid questions.
She's like, Queen Latifah who?
Right.
All right, Devin, go ahead. Give us that second story.
NASA plans for three more lunar missions before the end of 2026. These upcoming moon-based missions will be used to test rovers and landers and to study surface conditions for future lunar landings. Before astronauts even reach the moon, NASA plans to send drones to survey landing sites as part of its moon fall mission.
In our lifetime, Anna, the space race is back on. So they made that announcement with NASA, and 4 days later, China talked about the fact that they're revamping their entire moon mission thing, too. Everybody wants to get up there. There's something up there, Anna.
What?
I don't know.
Aliens.
But we think it's worth a lot of money, I'm guessing.
Devin, do you want to go to the moon? If you were given an option that you could go on vacation, a summer vacation to the moon, would you want that?
No.
Me neither.
I don't understand.
Thank you.
Yeah.
No, I love the moon.
Cold up there, it looks like. I can't even go outside and lay out in the sun. I'll just burst into flames.
I mean, they're going to have a pool.
The moon is going to have a pool.
You know, I mean, at some point.
All right. Go ahead,
literally
Devin.
Physically impossible.
Hey. Don't tell me about impossible, pal.
I mean, the water would just float around. You wouldn't be able to lie by the
pool.
No,
that's fine. We're gonna solve that, too. Don't worry about
it.
Yeah, we're going to figure all that out.
There's gravity
on the moon. It's just less than the Earth.
Okay. Devin, give us that third story of the week.
For the first time in World Cup history, the 2026 final will feature a massive halftime show. The extravaganza is scheduled for Sunday, July 19th, 2026, during the World Cup final at MetLife Stadium in New Jersey, and features headliners Madonna, Shakira, and BTS.
I'm really amazed, Anna, at how upset some people seem to be about the fact that there's going to be this big concert. It's like the Super Bowl. You tell me all the time it's the world sport, so shouldn't this be a big deal?
Yeah, I think it'll be fun. I don't understand why people are so up in arms about it.
Yeah.
Are you excited, Devin, for the World Cup coming?
I know nothing about sports.
Look at this.
That's all right.
I mean,
yeah. It's all right. It'll be fun. That's all I can really tell you.
Yeah, BTS will be cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And Madonna will be interesting, and Shakira will always put on a great show.
The Madonna thing I'm a little bit confused on, but, you know, again, worldwide artist.
She's trying to revamp an album. She's trying to bring out new music. She's trying to label herself as cool and young again. This is all part of the deal. And
I know what she's doing. I just don't know if anybody else is here for it. That's all.
Well, Devin, you did a wonderful job. Thank you so much for being our Middle Schooler of the Week.
Yeah, thank you for, letting me, I don't know.
You did great,
You
man.
Did great. Thank
have a great
you.
Day at school.
Have a good day. And if you have a middle schooler that wants to also report the news, sign them up at annonraven.com.
What defines Ohio? A place that dares to go first and never looks back. There's no slowing us down. In Ohio, we're powering America, discovering breakthroughs, driving the future, propelling tomorrow. At Jobs Ohio, our mission is clear. Strengthen job opportunities and empower Ohio's workforce. Ohio, our time is now. See Ohio's momentum at jobsohio.com/ohio's time.
Are you a questioner, a wanderer, or even a bit of a snooper? If so, then you'll feel right at home in Knoxville. We've got miles of trails to wander in our urban wilderness, award-winning eateries to satisfy your culinary cravings, cultural sites to open your mind, and dog-friendly activities that'll have everyone wagging. Knoxville, calling the curious. Learn more at visitknoxville.com.